Remembering the Obscure, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Looking at the recently issued celebrity chef stamps from the U.S., I had to laugh. The choice of five people is so politically correct. They include an Asian, a Black, and a Hispanic. Julia Child and James Beard, yes, they were household names, but the others? I admit I'm not a foodie and never watch cooking shows or buy cookbooks, but doesn't celebrity mean someone whose fame goes beyond their niche? But then I thought about the U.S. Distinguished Sailor stamps a few years ago. Three officers and an African-American cook. That, too, seemed like political correctness until I learned that the sailor was the impetus for the issue. The three officers were the add-ons. Many minorities and women are overlooked in history books. Some people, of all colors and genders, have just faded into obscurity. And isn't that one of the purposes of stamps? To remind us about and immortalize historical figures or events that might otherwise be forgotten. Last summer, we had a stamp showing Oliver Hazard Perry. There are a dozen towns and counties in the U.S. named after him. Today, most people have no idea who he was. The hero of the Battle of Lake Erie in the War of 1812. Not only is Perry mostly forgotten, so is the war. So maybe celebrity was a bit overhyped. I'm still glad the U.S. issues stamps for people I've never heard of. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.